Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're focusing on a major leap in open source compilers, with the launch of LLVM Clang 21.1, which has generated quite the buzz among developers and the broader tech community. If you're involved in high-performance or enterprise-scale computing, stay tuned because these enhancements could significantly impact your workflow and outcomes. LLVM Clang 21.1 arrives with tailored optimizations for the 5th-generation AMD EPYC Turin processors, meaning it's designed to get the most out of those powerful Zen 5 chips. Benchmarking early on an AMD EPYC 9965 2P Zen 5 server with Debian 13 and the Linux 6.16 kernel shows that Clang 21.1 outpaces its predecessor, Clang 20.1.8. Let's break down what that actually means for developers and those running computationally intensive applications every day. In practical terms, the new Clang version brings several under-the-hood improvements that make compiled code faster and more efficient right out of the gate. Tests included a range of open-source C and C++ apps, each compiled using forward-compatible flags to ensure direct binary comparisons. The upshot is significant. Clang 21.1 boosts performance across benchmarks, especially for scenarios that rely on heavy code generation, clever inlining, and tough loop transformations. By leveraging the advanced architecture of Zen 5 processors, this new compiler version doesn't just hit the mark for laptop users, it has massive implications for large-scale enterprise use and research computing. It's no surprise that developers are already reporting better throughput, reduced latency, and a smoother path to production with Clang 21.1. But it's not just about immediate speed. These improvements suggest a trend where open-source compilers can rapidly adapt to new hardware, narrowing the optimization gap with proprietary or vendor-specific compilers. What's next? The next wave of comparisons will see Clang 21.1 measured up against other big names in the compiler world, the GNU Compiler Collection, or GCC, and AMD's own AOCC suite. Developers and researchers are keen to see how it stacks up when the dust settles, not just on AMD platforms, but possibly beyond. All these advancements set the stage for a deeper discussion in the open source community. How these tools shape software performance, developer efficiency, and, by extension, how quickly teams can pivot to new challenges. As we see more rapid compiler evolution, there's an accompanying need for strong, easy-to-use resources that help open source contributors keep pace. The more sophisticated compilers become, the more crucial it is for contributors, especially maintainers, to have access to robust documentation and automated tooling. This is especially true when AI-powered coding assistants are changing the nature of contributions, sometimes speeding up development, but also introducing new kinds of code review challenges. For some open-source projects, it's not just about managing code volume, but ensuring code quality and security in an increasingly complex environment. That brings us to a related concern raised by project maintainers: security vulnerabilities. As compilers and applications grow more intricate, the need for automated security checks and advanced static analysis tools becomes critical to catch emerging issues without overwhelming human reviewers. It's no longer just about scaling up the pace of innovation, it's about scaling up safety and resilience. Here's where the open source community truly shines: bringing people together to discuss practices, trade experiences, and collaborate on real-world solutions. Solid practices, shared standards, and enhanced collaboration become the backbone keeping open-source innovation strong in a fast-changing world. The community's willingness to engage in frank dialogue is what steers open-source projects through the turbulence of evolving tech. And as the technical challenges grow, so do the external forces shaping our collective work, everything from new user expectations to major socioeconomic trends. Beyond the realm of compilers, let's zoom out for a moment to consider some of the wider context affecting today's developers and tech users. A recent study shows a striking 85% of college students are integrating AI tools into their academic work, sparking ongoing debates about academic integrity and how to best regulate these technologies in education. While many educators see potential for productivity and creativity, concerns over plagiarism and the true value of human learning persist. The infusion of AI into learning isn't isolated either. It mirrors what's happening across the workforce as AI reconfigures job functions and expectations. At the same time, software projects like XAMPP, which underpin countless web apps, are facing a crossroads as maintainers seek broader community support for ongoing development and security. As more teams and individuals rely on shared tech stacks, the emphasis on collaborative maintenance only intensifies. The open source ethos, collaboration, adaptation, sharing responsibility, isn't just about code. It's about keeping our digital infrastructure trustworthy and resilient. Pairing that spirit with advanced tools like Clang 21.1 creates real momentum, empowering everyone, from researchers pushing computational limits to businesses driving innovation at scale. And it's not just the technical sphere evolving. Policy decisions are making waves too, whether it's changes in import rules for online shopping or labor market shifts tied to automation. For example, the loss of the duty-free import exemption means higher costs for online consumers, but also reflects a broader effort to adapt fiscal policy to the realities of digital commerce and cross-border e-business. Meanwhile, workers in software and other industries are seeing job roles transformed or replaced, compelling organizations to re-examine how they reskill, redeploy, and support teams in an AI-first landscape. All these forces, the hardware and software improvements, the shifts in community practices, the changing economic conditions, are tightly linked. That's why today's discussions about Clang 21.1 aren't just about squeezing more performance from a processor. They're also windows into understanding how open source moves forward, how teams adapt, and what's at stake for everyone who builds or depends on modern technology. Whether you're a professional developer, a system administrator, an academic, or just someone curious about the future of computing, these advances matter. As adoption of Clang 21.1 accelerates, keeping the lines open for discussion, feedback, and shared learning is more vital than ever. If you haven't tried out the new release yet, I strongly encourage you to explore what optimizations might boost your own projects or workflows. Dive into the community forums, participate in benchmark testing, and consider how these new directions will shape your approach to building reliable, efficient applications. And if you're maintaining open source projects, tap into the collective wisdom. Learn from case studies, apply automated security check tools, and share your own lessons with peers. The pathway to software innovation is rarely a straight line, but with every compiler improvement, every community win, and every policy adjustment, we all move the ecosystem forward. As for the future, ongoing evaluations pitting Clang 21.1 against GCC, AOCC, and other platforms will bring even greater clarity to what's possible on AMD hardware, and perhaps inspire hardware vendor neutral breakthroughs as well. We're watching the boundaries between toolchains and hardware blur, making it easier for developers to maximize workloads regardless of their chosen stack. One key message is clear. Success here isn't a solo achievement, but the result of smart software backed by active and engaged communities. The dynamic between new performance gains, the need for robust security, and the relentless pace of socioeconomic change will define the open source story over the coming years. For those eager to shape that narrative, now is the time to get involved. Experiment, exchange ideas, and support the open source projects you value most. If you've got thoughts or experiences to share about Clang 21.1, compiler breakthroughs, or open source challenges, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out via our community channels, contribute to the ongoing discussions, and help build the tools and the culture that tech's future depends on. Before we wrap up, let's remember, advances like Clang 21.1 aren't just technical triumphs. They're catalysts for broader change across the software landscape. The next steps in compiler testing, open source security, and collaboration will set the pace for innovation, competition, and resilience into the next decade. And for everyone listening today, your involvement, whether coding, mentoring, reviewing, or simply staying informed, makes a real difference. Thanks for listening.